Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to keep up to date on what is happening in the world of health. So we've got Leah Sagetti back on the show. Hi, Leah.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Excited to be here.
We're so good. Let's jump right in. Glyphosate, am I saying that right? Found in breast milk. First
glyphosate.
Of all, what is glyphosate? Okay.
Glyphosate.
I need my glasses. This isn't going to be like the cholera thing, right?
My God, we're going back to that. Exactly. Leah, tell us what's going on with glyphosate and exactly what it is and why it's causing an issue for mothers' breast milk.
Okay, so if you eat food in America, you're probably very likely eating glyphosate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Glyphosate is, they spray it on genetically modified crops, so like soybeans and canola and all those things. So if you're eating those, you're very typically eating glyphosate. It's also called Roundup. So you can buy it at Home Depot. And it's a herbicide, so it's meant to kill weeds. And we have it now in our food supply. Well, the scary thing is when the regulatory bodies first approved it, it was supposed to be not bioaccumulative. And what that means is it wasn't supposed to be stored in your body. It was supposed to be flushed right out of your body and nothing would happen. But what they've just found recently with a pilot study was that they found high levels of glyphosate in breast milk, and that was not supposed to happen. That was actually promised that it was never supposed to happen, and now it's happened. They found high levels in 3 out of 10 samples that were done by Sustainable Pulse and moms across America. This wasn't a professional study. It was only like a pilot study to encourage more independent studies about it. And that's really scary because, you know, not only are we have glyphosate in our system, it was never supposed to be there, and it actually is bioaccumulative. So
Leah, do you think that this is going to discourage moms from breastfeeding?
No, I don't think this is an issue of discouraging moms from breastfeeding. I think this is an issue of people just eating organic food. You know, because if you go organic, you're skipping out like the vast majority of all of it, you know. And the other thing that this is trying to do as well is get the agencies studying this, because right now the EPA standards for allowable glyphosate in our water is about 7,000 times higher than Europe. Europe says, no. We say, oh, it's okay. So I think this is also going to change that. So this is, even though this is scary, this is a good thing. Just eat organic. That's what I would tell people.
And I concur. We 100% agree. Eat organic as much as possible, especially when you're pregnant, especially when your kids, you know, breastfeeding and you have little children at home. Our kids accumulate the pesticides and the glyphosate and the other herbicides in their body so much quicker than adults do. So it's super important. And that's what Naturally Savvy is all about. We're about eating healthy and organic.
We also know that children don't even have that enzyme to break down glyphosate until they're about 5 or 6 years old. So if you're feeding it to them prior to that age, imagine the damage you could be doing. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling now that we have the research. Yeah.
Leah, I have a quick question about those sprays that you get that are supposed to clean the pesticides off your vegetables. Often there's grapefruit extracts or other things. Do those actually work? I mean, if you can't afford organic?
You know, I don't know a lot about that. Like, I saw a study a couple years ago that said that only 40% of it is taken out of the fruit, because you have to remember it's also inside the fruit as well, because it's in the fertilizer. It's sprayed on it. It kind of goes inside of it. And especially if something has more water inside of it, it's more likely to have the chemicals inside of it. So the answer is yes and no. Yes and no. I would just tell people to stay away from the Dirty Dozen, which is what the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, has a list of the top 12 pesticide-heavy foods. Just avoid those things, you know, and it's potatoes is one of them. And you got to remember off the top of my head, is it like bell peppers and things where,
and the and berries, all the thin skin fruit
over it. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's great advice. You took the words right out of my mouth, Leah. I was going to say, Lisa, just follow the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 list. And it does work. But if you're worried about the pesticide, like Leah said, inside the fruit, you definitely want to go with the list or go organic. So let's move on because we're running out of time. Leah, we love it. It goes by so fast when you're on. The next topic, talk to us about fathers' obesity rates and autism linked to children. What's that all about?
So they did a Norwegian study, and they found that obese fathers had doubled the risk of autism, okay? So I wanted to pull this back a little bit and say that the people that did the research, they said that it's very likely that maybe these obese men might have more environmental exposures that contribute to autism. It's not necessarily the fact that they're overweight equals autism, because 99.5% of the children born did not have autism. But it still like raises that question, like, okay, well, what are these men being exposed to? And that's the other question. And I think this also leads me to my next one that I wanted to talk about, which was NSAIDs and stuff like that. They found that NSAIDs, which are, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, that's your ibuprofen, your Aleve, Celebrex, things like that, they found to create gluten sensitivity, celiac, and leaky gut syndrome. So that literally means that you're damaging your intestinal lining by taking NSAIDs. And in addition to that, they found that the worst cases were athletes, because there were athletes that were taking NSAIDs and then going out and exercising and doing all their crazy stuff. And that aggravates their intestinal lining. Mm. And these people were getting celiac, they were getting gluten sensitivity, leaky gut. Leaky gut is now, you know, it's also called, I think it's intestinal permeability, which is now being looked at very seriously. So, you know, that's another question. That's another issue. But the interesting thing about the NSAIDs is my mom was telling me about 20 years ago when they made it over the counter, the doctors were really upset because they said, hey, look, you know, this isn't something you can just give to someone over the counter. This has to be monitored. This has side effects. And, you know, mm-hmm. the drug companies versus the doctors versus the insurance companies always want to make it over the counter so that they don't have to pay for it. So it's really interesting what's happening over the years with over-the-counter drugs. And now finding that they really do have side effects and pretty dangerous ones.
Well, especially with the side effects, you know, occur in our gut, because our gut, 80% of our immune system, or 70 to 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And if we start, you know, wreaking havoc on our gut, then we start really experiencing all these other issues, chronic illnesses and diseases that are not so much preventable, but I guess controllable in a way, is that we can, you know, help ourselves prevent getting, you know, these intolerances or these gut diseases. Or I know myself, I had irritable bowel disease. So we really want to take care of our gut, because it really is the foundation for our immunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really scary when you see some of this stuff attacking the gut, because, I mean, damage to the intestinal lining, what that does is it creates malabsorption of your nutrients, you lose bone density, you can become anemic, infertile, cancer. I mean, it's not a joke. I mean, this is actually something that they're going to have to look at a lot more seriously. And, you know, I personally, most people know that if you take 4 ibuprofen, that's the prescription dose. And so you see a lot of people doing that on their own, you know, which is very dangerous. It shouldn't be happening.
No, I totally agree. Now, talk to us about grass, generally recognized as safe.
Okay, so this was the scariest thing I had to talk about. Grass is a category created by the FDA, and it's been taken advantage of by food companies because there's this legal loophole. Basically, you know, grass is one of those things that, you know, if it's grass, it's allowed in food, the FDA doesn't look. It allows them to use new chemicals and products based on their own safety studies. So what this means is a food company is saying, this chemical that we've created or we're using is safe. Here's either, and then either handing the FDA their own safety studies or not handing them anything. There's 3 things that they can do. They can either submit this research for approval, or they can determine it's GRAS and not notify the FDA, or they can submit their research. And if it looks like the agency is going to say something about it, they can withdraw it and still use it.
So it's very scary. It is very scary, and, you know, unfortunately we're out of time for today, but Leah, as you know, I mean, naturally savvy, we talk about reading labels all the time, and unfortunately this falls as a loophole, which a lot of us, you know, don't really understand. So that's why what we're talking about today is super important. And you can also pick up our book, Unjunk Your Junk Food. We talk a lot about grass in Unjunk Your Junk Food. Leah, as always, love having you on the show.
Thanks so much, Andrea.
You can follow Leah at Bookie Boo on Twitter, or you can visit her website at mamavation.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.